ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम, दि भागवत पुराण, Canto 2, The Cosmic Manifestation, Chapter 2, The Lord in the Heart, Text Number 3. Ataha Kavir Namasu Yavad Artha Syad Apramato Vyavasaya Budhi Siddhe Nyartarte Na yateta tatra parishramam tatra samikshamana. Atakavir namasu yavadartha syada pramato vyavasaya buddhi Siddhe nyatarte nayate tatatra parishramang tatra samikshamanaha. Atakvir namasu yavad artha syad appramato vyavasaya buddhi Siddhe nyarthartha nayate tatatra parishramam tatra samikshamanaha. Atakavir namasu yavad artha syat appramato vyavasaya buddhi Siddhe nyatarte na yate tatatra parishramang tatra samikshamanaha. Please chant. Anyone else? Ataha, for this reason, Kavi, the enlightened person, Namasu, in names only, Yavat, minimum, Artha, necessity, Syat, must be, Apramata, without being mad after them, Vyavasaya buddhi, intelligently fixed, siddhe, for success, anyatha, otherwise, arthe, in the interest of, na, should never, yateta, endeavor for, Tatra, there, Parishramam, laboring hard, Tatra, there, Samikshamanaha, one who sees practically. For this reason, the enlightened person should endeavor only for the minimum necessities of life, while in the world of names. He should be intelligently fixed and never endeavor for unwanted things, being competent to perceive practically that all such endeavors are merely hard labor for nothing. Purport by the ISKCON founder Acharya, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. The Bhagavad Dharma, or the cult of Srimad Bhagavatam, is perfectly distinct from the way of fruitive activities, which are considered by the devotees to be merely a waste of time. The whole universe, or for that matter, all material existence, is moving on as jagat, simply for planning business to make one's position very comfortable or secure, although everyone sees that this existence is neither comfortable nor secure and can never become comfortable or secure at any stage of development. Those who are captivated by the illusory advancement of material civilization, following the way of phantasmagoria, are certainly madmen. The whole material creation is a jugglery of names only. In fact, it is nothing but a bewildering creation of matter like earth, water, and fire. The buildings, furnitures, cars, bungalows, mills, factories, industries, peace, war, or even the highest perfection of material science, namely atomic energy and electronics, are simply bewildering names of material elements with their concomitant reactions of the three modes. Since the devotee of the Lord knows them perfectly well, he is not interested in creating unwanted things for a situation which is not at all reality, but simply names of no more significance than the bubble of sea waves. The great kings, leaders, and soldiers fight with one another in order to perpetuate their names in history. They are forgotten in due course of time, and they make a place for another era in history. But the devotee realizes how much history and historical persons are useless products of flickering time. The fruitive worker aspires after a big fortune in the matter of wealth, women, and worldly adoration. But those who are fixed in perfect reality are not at all interested in such false things. For them, it is all a waste of time. Since every second of human life is important, an enlightened man should be very careful to utilize time very cautiously. 1 second of human life wasted in the vain research of planning for happiness in the material world can never be replaced, even if one spends millions of coins of gold. Therefore, the transcendentalist, desiring freedom from the clutches of Maya or the illusory activities of life, is warned herewith not to be captivated by the external features of fruitive actors. Human life is never meant for sense gratification, but for self-realization. Srimad Bhagavatam instructs us solely on this subject from the very beginning to the end. Human life is simply meant for self-realization. The civilization which aims at this utmost perfection never indulges in creating unwanted things, and such a perfect civilization prepares men only to accept the bare necessities of life or to follow the principles of the best use of a bad bargain. Our material bodies and our lives in that connection are bad bargains because the living entity is actually spirit, and spiritual advancement of the living entity is absolutely necessary. Human life is intended for the realization of this important factor, and one should act accordingly, accepting only the bare necessities of life and depending more on God's gift without diversion of human energy for any other purpose, such as being mad for material enjoyment. The materialistic advancement of civilization is called the civilization of the demons, which ultimately ends in wars and scarcity. The transcendentalist is specifically warned herewith to be fixed in mind, so that even if there is difficulty in plain living and high thinking, he will not budge even an inch from his stark determination. For a transcendentalist, it is a suicidal policy to be intimately in touch with the sense gratifiers of the world, because such a policy will frustrate the ultimate gain of life. Shukadeva Goswami met Maharaj Parikshit when the latter felt a necessity for such a meeting. It is the duty of a transcendentalist to help persons who desire real salvation and to support the cause of salvation. One might note that Shukadeva Goswami never met Maharaj Parikshit while he was ruling as a great king. For a transcendentalist, the mode of activities is explained in the next shloka. Trinadapi sunichena tarariva sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari harinama harinama harinamaiva kevalam kalo nastyeva nastyeva Nasyeva gatir anyata. So when I was looking at this verse yesterday, I was thinking, this is the easiest verse to preach about. This purport is a perfect purport. Let's look at the key words of the shloka. Kavi, the enlightened person. This word kavi can be translated differently. Sometimes it means poet. Here, the meaning is the enlightened person. The enlightened person has been described in the purport. The madmen of this material world, the fruitive workers, they are mad after enjoying the objects of the senses. That is their whole goal of life. Simply, how to exploit the material energy and then enjoy the resources. That is the purpose of life. Even there are now religions which preach this message. It is called prosperity religion. It is adopted by the current president of the United States. Prosperity religion. Meaning, you are blessed by God when you have abundance of material objects to enjoy. But we might recall that in the very second verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, this concept was rejected. So we must remember that the movement, the philosophy we follow, is rejecting any kind of cheating or materialistic religion. We are following pure religion, real religion, not cheating materialistic religion. We are following the process given to us by Krishna, by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and of course through our loving spiritual master A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yogam. Our philosophy is knowledge and detachment. That knowledge was also mentioned in the purport. The very first aphorism of the Vedanta Sutra stipulates that now that you have come to the human form of life, atato, therefore, because you now find yourself in a human form, Brahma Jigyasa, here is your real goal, your real interest, Svartha, Sva-artha. What is your ultimate interest? Prabhupada put it very clearly, self-realization. To understand how Krishna begins Bhagavad Gita is from that point. You are not your body. You are not your mind. You are eternal spirit soul. And then later, you are not only spirit soul, but you are my eternal fragmental part and parcel. You are meant to serve me. That is why we exist. Self-realization simply means, what is my eternal relationship with God? What am I meant to do for eternity? Currently, all of the fruitive actors in the material world, which is a society of cheaters and the cheated, which we are seeing day after day, on the headlines. Cheaters and the cheated. Becoming more and more rampant. That is this world of names mentioned in today's verse and purport. Society of cheaters and the cheated. If you are very expert in cheating, oh, people will chant your name. They'll put you on the TV. If you are very but you have to be expert at this cheating art. Only you can be expert. So, self-realization means, what am I meant to do eternally? Not this temporary gig. Like that's a thing now, the gig economy. The world situation, especially America, is so precarious. People are doing so many things just to survive. So it's called a gig economy. I do this, then I do this, I do this, I do this. Drive the Uber, then work in the restaurant. I'm also a barista in Starbucks. And I'm jumping from this and this, just trying to make an existence. Gig economy. But that's not eternal. We, self-realization means, who am I eternally? Not who I see in the mirror. That's not me. And those of you who are young, when you get to be my age, you will be very grateful. Oh, I'm not what I see in the mirror. Oh, thank God. When we're young and handsome and pretty, oh, look how nice I am. How buff I am. But that dwindles. Material body dwindles. Self-realization. Who am I really? Who am I eternally? What is my eternal service with God? That is why we chant this Hare Krishna mantra. With each bead, with each mantra, we are getting one step closer to realizing what and who am I eternally. Mr. Robert Zimmerman, Bob Dylan, he recently came out with a statement that self-realization, no, you create yourself. Yes. Mr. Dylan, you create a world of names. You create a false identity. Yes, that's what you create. We're not interested in these false creations. We're interested in what are we really, eternally? What are we meant to be doing? Why do I exist? The purpose of existence is to enjoy love. But we don't find love in the material world. Prabhupada writes about this in several places. There is no love in this material world. How can there be love when it's a society of cheaters and the cheated? That's not love. At best, it's business. I scratch your back, you scratch my back for 50 years. No, Prabhupada points out, love means love of God, love of Krishna. That is real love. I listen every day to Prabhupada's bhajans and kirtans, and then on some days I listen to the song purports that Prabhupada has composed. So there's one that I very much like. Real love, love means to love Krishna. You know, I've told the story, it's there. When I asked Prabhupada in Atlanta, 1975, some of you were there, Prabhupada, what pleases you the most? What was the response? When you love Krishna. Everybody was shocked. Everybody was expecting a different answer. It blew everybody's mind. When you love Krishna. That is why we exist. We exist to understand what is my eternal. Now, this concept of eternal relationship with Krishna, Prabhupada teaches, has always been there. This is a very important item that Prabhupada preaches on. That eternal relationship of service has always been there. But we have fallen from that, and we are creating this world of names for ourselves. At this life before becoming a devotee, I was Nikki. But in a previous life, I was a Robbie or a Robin or whatever. I'm simply creating names. Self-realization. Who am I really? Who am I? What am I meant to be doing relating with Krishna and loving Krishna? So the enlightened person, the kavi, is someone who has come to this point. And we learn from Bhagavad Gita, out of thousands and thousands, hardly one comes to this point of really understanding, who am I? Really. So it's not a cheap thing. But the enlightened person is somebody who is convinced, I have so many years left. Now let me pursue this thing. Self-realize, who am I? We have a museum here. Right? The first, after the Prabhupada exhibit, the exhibit is, who am I? Such a nice beginning. Am I my body? Am I my hand? Take a look at yourself. Right? Yes. So we are chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra because it is by this process of chanting that self-realization comes about. In other ages, there were different processes. But this is the age of Kali, the age of cheating, the age of quarrel and confusion, the Iron Age. So the process of self-realization has been made simple, stupid. K-I-S-S. Keep it simply stupid. Just chant Hare Krishna, everybody. That's all we have to do. Listen to the mantra. There was a song. Whoa, whoa, listen to the music now. Whoa, whoa, listen to the mantra all the time. Yes. Questions later. Hold on to your question. There'll be ample time. I'm on a roll. Listen to the mantra. Prabhu, what about my mind? Yes. Your mind? Listen to the mantra. Listen to the syllables. Ha, re, krish, na, ra, ma. That's all it is. Just listen to the mantra and gradually, little by little, it will be revealed. This is why we get up every morning. And that is why we make this the priority. As Prabhupada writes, first order of the spiritual master. If you don't believe me, I will show you the purport. First order of the spiritual master is to chant the prescribed number of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And Dr. Prabhupada has given 16 rounds. That's an enlightened person. Enlightened person is serious, sincere, has learned through a hard labor of love that I've tried to be the enjoyer. I tried to be an expert cheater. If you're lucky, you realize I can't do it. I tried. I know I tried. I wanted to be king. I wanted to be the next Dylan, Lennon, Hendrix. I was trying everything, racking my brain, going on interviews, recording sessions, rehearsals, tryouts, banging my head against the wall, going nowhere fast. Then the day came, I got that book. Transcendental Teachings of Prahlad Maharaj. And as soon as I read that book, I realized, here somebody is actually saying the truth. Finally, I have found my spiritual master. I looked over the back cover. There was this picture of Prabhupada. I said, yes. I had seen gurus and swamis, and not interested. But when I read that pamphlet and I saw the picture of Prabhupada, I said, yes, here is my guru. That is the beginning of becoming enlightened. You have to come in contact with a spiritual master. Apramatta, without being mad. Yes, we already mentioned, the purport mentioned. The non-devotees, they have to be mad. They have to be. Because they are neglecting the soul, they are forced to run after the objects of the senses, like a deer or some animal running after a mirage. It runs and runs and runs and runs till it drops dead. That's what's happening in the material world. They're running after some dream. There's one song. Working on a dream. Another stupid. Yes. Working on a dream. A dream is not reality. Dream is also part of the world of names. We are working on not a dream. We are working on reality. So the material world forces you to become mad because there's no satiation. You want more and more and more. I can't get no satisfaction. Yes. Absolute truth. Of course you can't get any satisfaction. It's not designed that way. If you read Bhagavad Gita, and Prabhupada mentioned it in the purport, you cannot be happy through sense gratification. It's not designed that way. It's like you may have a computer program. The computer program works a certain way. Or your car. There are so many parts to the car. You cannot make the car do something like drive sideways. It can only go backwards or forwards, or you can drive in a circle, but it can't go. Because there are design flaws. It's limited. So this whole matrix of the material world is not designed for your enjoyment. It is a prison. Anyone who's been in a jail, some of us on Sankirtan, we've been in jail at times. And I'm sure you have seen movies or TV programs depicting what it's like life in a prison. It's not designed for enjoyment. It's designed for suffering. This whole material world of names is designed for suffering. But yet, people are still trying to squeeze out whatever little pleasure, sense gratification they can. Vyavasaya buddhi, intelligently fixed. So to be intelligently fixed, guru, sadhu, shastra. That is what is required to be intelligently fixed. You have to have a spiritual master. You have to live your life according to the scriptures. And you have to have the association of other serious, enlightened persons. These three things will give you intelligence. And then one more word. Parishramam, laboring hard. That is the law of this material world. Even in the Bible, the very beginning, Genesis, there was the depiction of how Adam and Eve were kicked out of the Garden of Eden because of disobedience. And as they were being kicked out, God said, "And now you will have to work by the sweat of your brow." So it's even there in the Bible. And it's also part of our philosophy. You have to work hard. Parishramam, laboring. And we learned in the first canto, Srama evahi kevalam. And I think it was mentioned at the end of the purport. Simply laboring for nothing. Because even you amass as much as you can, death comes and you have to say goodbye. You may be the richest man. You might be Bezos. Billions and billions. But when death comes, you have to leave it all behind. So what was the point? You have seen the bumper stickers. He who dies with the most toys wins. That is the epitome of stupidity. What's the point? The day is going to come. You have to say goodbye. End of story. Chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Yes, little one, what is your question? I don't know what he said.
Like the wolf was wolfing at somebody's butt? Wait, no.
I don't understand what you're asking. After class, we'll talk. Anything from the adults first? Yes.
Prabhu, do you know why the material world is called the world of names?
Because the question was, why is it called the world of names? And that is because nothing here is factual. It's an illusion. It's a dream. So we just put names on things, but they have no real existence in eternity. We just arbitrarily put names on things. But things, just like you've had a dream, right? So you can put different names on the things in your dream, but then when you wake up, you realize, oh, it's just a dream. So that's the idea, world of names. It has no substance. It's a dream. What else? Okay, thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Thank you.